From all that I've read, out of all that I could, I wonder a lot about Jesus and how he was misunderstood. For the New Testament is filled with what people just think. Sanctified, holy, but by no means that distinct. And the Urantia book, with its full and florid text from celestial indwellers and midwayers and such, is anonymous to most all of us, though some few believe. And it makes perfect sense. Provides a cocoon of relief. Still, where's the dichotomy between the two camps? Liberal New Age and fundamentalism, which I think is a trap. For the truth is ever-growing, living waters as we can understand, measured by evolution and ascension according to plan. It can't be stagnated and stigmatized into a book, for that stops the growth to "Be ye perfect," we undertook. So I asked up into the cosmos the teachers we know well, and referring to Michael, asked what they would tell. Well, they focus on Jesus' death, because that's what they fear. For fear is the mantra in this undeveloped sphere. And they focus on resurrection, because that's what they desire. Relief from all troubles beyond their funeral pyres. And they rely on what the people who knew him reportedly say, and accept the Jewish mythology too, since he chose that way. Though their actions through the ages have shown little of these ideals, as hatred and greed dogma ride high on so many hills. So then we should expand this view of Jesus and really work instead with Christ Michael of Nebadon, who created all of our beds. Michael wants to renew the values that he was so richly laid, obscured sometimes now in the dogmatic shade of self-interested religionists who divide themselves against others. Though Jesus sought out Samaritans and Romans as brothers, the life he led, the pattern he laid, the wisdom of spirit and mind, is what we now must recover and share with all whom we can find. Let's find them in churches or alleyways or jails, those whom we can show that love is entailed and all the goodwill that's coming regardless of dogma. The strong heat of spirit is rising like magma to love and serve the poor, the afflicted, and the suffering, and stop all the wars and carnage of dogma puffing, and rise up some leaders who will see all that Jesus tells in the full loving empathy of the Son of Man's tale. Jesus conquered the devils in the flesh of a man, confirming the wisdom of the ascension plan. Jesus showed us the power of forgiveness and love and mercy and compassion for all who will serve the ideals of goodness that Father gave. And we must be this generous too. Leave our caves and go out and service whatever our skills and swim every river and climb every hill.